So anyway, back in those days, it would have been great to have a system like this. But anyway, we create a fast train system. Trains that go 200 miles an hour or something. That way, if I was in back here around the Ontario area, I could get on there and be in Boise in like 15 minutes or so.
Without a car.
Yeah. But that's not a problem under this system.
Oh.
Now, here's the beauty of this. Is after you get here, you then hop in to one of these. This was invented.
Aren't those the new
track teams? This was invented by the guy that made the Segway.
Okay.
Oh, and it cost 35 cents to charge it up.
Wow.
And pretty much run all day for 35 cents.
We'll pass it around.
And it goes 35 miles an hour.
What was that about 35 cents?
35 cents to charge it up for the day.
Real.
Yeah, 35 cents.
You have to make sure no one else is driving.
And that's based on national average. We have cheaper and average electricity here. It might only cost 2 bits here.
Huh.
Okay. So here's the plan. Say I'm in one of these outlying skirts and I'm working in Boise. Rather than taking all that time to drive, we whiz in a fast train. And everybody like to ride those fast trains. It's not like riding a bus. You ride a bus, you know, you go away, and then you get on, and a couple people on there. It's boring. You get on a fast train, whew, you know, you take right off, and it's kind of exciting, you know. And it only takes a few minutes to get where you're going. You get there, boy, you'd be willing to pay extra to be able to ride one of them. Plus, it doesn't take a lot of energy, comparatively speaking, if they have a pretty good amount of people riding them. So once you get to Boise then, you have a bunch of these things in a lot there, and you pay so much a month. You pay a service fee a month to be able to use these things. And you have a special key, and there's maybe like 20 of them in this lot that you're in, and you don't have to talk to any clerk or anything. You just put your special key in, and in you go, and you take off, and you go to your office, and you park it in a special lot that's for it. You go to your office, you work all day, then you come back down, and yours may be taken by somebody else, but you take a new one, you know, that somebody else left, and then you buzz back to the speedy train, you hop on, and you go back to Ontario or wherever, and everything is really quick, efficient, and the best part is these things burn about zero CO2, and cost 35 cents a day to charge up. The only major expense with them is the buying them to begin with. You know, and if they were mass produced, where a lot of cities started using them, the cost would really go down because mass production always brings the cost way down.
Like $10,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, but they didn't sell very good. Because the guy thought they would have a tremendous use, that all the post offices would be using them and everything, and it turned out hardly anybody bought them, and so the cost didn't go down. But if they were, you know, they were sold by the millions, the cost of Segways would have went way down. Just
so
like
the cost of this could go down to $5,000 or something?
Yeah, the cost of this, I would think the cost could go down to around $5,000 if a whole bunch of cities implemented a program like this. Now, the good part about it is if a person doesn't like riding one of these, which it looks to me like it would be fun, myself. You know? It would kind of appeal to me. It'd be like riding a little go-kart.
Yeah.
And it's got that Segway technology where it balances on two wheels, you know, so that makes it even more fun. It's really, the Segway is really almost intelligent in the fact that your balance kind of shifts it around and everything, and this operates on that similar technology, so I personally think it would be kind of fun to buzz around in town on one of them. A day like this may not be so fun because it doesn't have air conditioning, but you do have some air blowing in there a little bit. And it actually accommodates two people if two people want to ride in it.
I think it's a European train thing
but I saw something last year where somebody has like a compressed air thing that's that small, and some other. In a bunch of European cities, already doing the bicycle thing, the orange bike thing, where you just show up and there's 100 bikes there, and you just take one, and your bike is gone.
Yeah, I've heard of cities doing that with bikes before, or in different places. So,
but
we started that here, and then we got that stolen.
Well, they did looking for money to build a house. They're looking for a train station here, aren't they? Isn't that what they're?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have
a hub.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, it might be better to push it in a bigger city, but it would be an interesting thing to implement, I would think, because
the kind of thing that would draw people in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we started it here in Boise, it would create a name for the city of Boise. Yeah. I've been thinking of presenting the idea to the mayor, see what he thinks. I'll write it down.
JJ, just getting my head wrapped around your vision a little bit better. Now, is this a step towards the ideal society that you talk about later, or is this just for improvements for the state of Idaho?
Well, this is just a step, that evolutionary step that we're kind of headed toward. And something like this is going to happen in the near future. This is near future stuff, not a thousand years away. You know. But yesterday we were talking about what the ideal society would be like that may not really materialize for a thousand years or more, you know. But this is could be right now, is an interesting thing. If you don't want to ride around in one day, just use your regular car. You know, nobody would be forced to do that. If people were forced to use these, a lot of people would grumble about it. But it would be, I would say it would be a lot better than the transportation system that we have right now, where everybody grumbles about the bus system and there's no really good transportation to the outlying cities. A lot of people driving and spending a lot of money on gas, especially if gas goes up $4 a gallon again, would use a system like this. You know.
In Salt Lake, they have a similar idea to this. They call it the TRAX system.
Yeah.
And TRAX is a fast trolley type of a train, and they thought that maybe 10,000 people would use it. It was what the original idea was, and it ran up and down I-15 in Salt Lake, and there were a lot of there was a lot of opposition because it cost lots and lots of money to build. When they built it, the ridership was actually 20,000 a day,
really?
Instead of 10,000 a day.
A
lot better, and so they have expanded the service. To do a lot of different hubs, to a lot of different cities, to the colleges, to the airport. They're building one out to our subdivision in South Jordan.
You know, they could implement this. It's called the Puma. They could implement these Pumas in their system then.
Yeah, it would be very easy.
Yeah, because these Pumas would be great for short distances. If you have to go 5 miles or less to go out of the way, then...
Instead of a large like bullet train, they are smaller cars that hold like 4 to 8 people.
Yeah.
And kind of like when you're on a ski lift, they have an offload area where it'll take the car off the track and a little sidetrack to let you off at your stop. Meanwhile, other little cars are just whipping by on them and going to their destination, because that's part of the problem is, we got to make 15 stops, but I'm getting off at stop 15. So somebody's working on a prototype for that as well.
Yeah, who knows? They may come up with something a lot better than this. This is the best thing I've seen so far for just short distances, I think. The only thing it lacks, like say, is heating. I don't think it has a heater.
It might have a blower in the front, hot and cold blowing, but there's no door.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything. And when it's really cold or really hot, it may not be that great. But
well, I think it's care of the problem that everybody has, because if it doesn't get you sort of door-to-door, the system, then you're gone.
Yeah.
Portland's got that train track up in the air. I don't know the monorail. It's up, so you walk up the stairs to get to the platform, and you never have to worry about hitting anybody because the tracks are in the air.
Yeah.
And it goes, it's color-coded, so you can get from the airport. And then it makes a big circle, and it has little dog legs that go out, and it's very efficient and often used. Mm-hmm. And it only costs like, I don't know, $10 a month for unlimited use.
Hmm. Oh, it's charged by
the month. Yeah, you buy a little card, a little magnetic swipey card every month.
honor system anyway.
Yeah.
It's honor system.
Yeah. Well, if I get on, you set up your car, the door's open, I get in with you. But they check every once in a while. They'll come, you know, the security, come on, let me see your passes, let me see your passes. They pull people off, give them tickets if they haven't paid.
But still, same principle though, only you, instead of having it just in Portland, you want to expand it to the rural parts of the other cities.
Yeah.
It tends to work really well when you have places where you have real concentrations of people want to go. Like when I lived in Chicago, you have the L, the suburbs, and everybody wants to go downtown to work. Or like when I was in Toronto, the same thing. These trains, they work really well because a lot of people want to get down to a concentrated area to work. My problem is, if it's 5 o'clock and going home, I can't use that expression. You're just like, you're right together. I mean, you're all these people and you're just stuffed in like sardines,
Yeah.
But it's cheap, it's fast.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what all develops. The powers that be are always really slow to do anything innovative. Every once in a while somebody does something, but the powers that be are always very sluggish, unfortunately.
Well, like you said, if it doesn't go to a specific location, like the carpenter, you can't take the bus to work. You got to drag your tools, stuff. You can't be dragging them on the bus.
Right.
And besides that, when you do get there, you got to walk 50 blocks, with your tools. This thing, you could probably take a nail bag and a
school. Yeah, you could take if you just had a short distance to go to work, could throw some tools
in. Roofing crew, a different house every other day. One house is a 2-day job.
You could even ride this thing on a little biking trail, probably.
Yeah,
and that's another reason that these train systems work well, say in Europe, in Germany.
Yeah,
you have these little towns, and they're fairly compact. They're not spread out like big suburbs.
Yeah.
So most of the people, it's not that big a walk down to the train station.
Yeah. Yeah.